Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. Welcome to another episode of the Bing Crosby Show. This episode is from 65 years ago this week. I picked this one because it starred Mickey Rooney as his guest. And Mickey Rooney is unique amongst most of the folks we have as guest stars on our shows, in that, unfortunately, most of the actors, most of the guest stars that we feature have all passed away. But Mickey Rooney is still alive and still in movies and from time to time, and TV series from time to time. He has had quite the career. I can't think of anyone else off the top of my head who can say he was in movies in the 1930s and in movies in the 2000s, which definitely is true of Mickey Rooney. Of course, most famous probably for playing Andy Hardy. But recently, of course, he was in Night at the Museum with Dick Van Dyke and himself, and of course Ben Stiller, and it was a great movie, and my kids enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it, and it was fun seeing Dick Van Dyke and Mickey Rooney making appearances in the movie. Mickey's part wasn't as big as Dick Van Dyke's part, but it was still fun to see Mickey Rooney. I suppose Mickey Rooney, my favorite parts for him are probably is Andy Rooney. I do love, Andy Hardy. Sorry. I do love his performances as Andy Hardy and with Judy Garland, of course. The other thing I really like with Mickey Rooney in it is probably It's a Mad, 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 Mad World that came out in 62. I've always hoped that they would have featured Jack Benny more in that movie. But if you think about it, the movie was made when Jack's television series was still in production. And so he probably wasn't quite as available as some of the other actors in the movie. Certainly he must have been available some, because Rochester had a fairly large part in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Jack had just one scene, but I'm glad Jack was actually in the movie somewhere. It's almost anybody that was anyone in comedy was in the movie, with the only exception that I can think of being probably Bob Hope. And there was some reason that Bob Hope, his team decided to not have him in the movie. I can't remember the exact background of it, but anyway, so he's not in it, but pretty much everybody else is in it with at least some kind of part. And Mickey Rooney has a fairly large part in the movie and does a really good job. Which is kind of different, because he's probably not as much of a comedian as necessarily the other performers. But he did, of course, have many, many comic roles. I just was watching him yesterday in National Velvet with Elizabeth Taylor, and what a great film that is. Anyway, I guess I will let us get on with the show, so enjoy Mickey Rooney from 65 years ago, and enjoy Bing Crosby, of course, and I hope you'll continue to tune in, certainly on Fridays and Saturdays. We've been having the Fred Allen Jack Benny feud, and there's a commonality there between Mickey Rooney and someone in the feud, which is the person who started the feud on the violin, of course, Stuart Kanin, in that Stuart Kanin is still alive and still performing. As of the last performance I know of was in the mid-2000s. No, I think maybe even 2009 I saw that he was performing somewhere. So it's neat that he's still around. So some of these folks in our old-time radio shows are still around. Anyway, enjoy, and we'll see you next time.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter, his chorus and orchestra, the Charioteers, Skitch Henderson, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, Mickey Rooney. And now we bring you a man who does a broadcast with a fishing rod over his shoulder and a can of worms in his hip pocket, Huckleberry Finn.
Oh, you're all wrong there, Ken. It's Huckleberry Crawlsby.
Oh, yeah.
You ought to know I can't do any fishing until spring, and besides, the worms are in the Philco freezer. And now let's see, what have we here? Oh, yes, got something from Walt Disney's production, Song of the South. Picture based on the famous Uncle Remus stories by Joel Chandler Harris. If Br'er Robert, Br'er Fox, Br'er Bar, and all the other creatures which comprise the vocal group for this number will only gather around, we shall sashay through zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, my oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way, Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Zippity-doo, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo-dah,
zippity-doo-dah, zip-zip-zippity-ay.
Spring.
Like that?
Yeah, that reminds me, everything's satisfactual with that new Philco portable you gave me for Christmas. Oh. That's a marvelous set.
Sure is, Carp, but I tell you, I think the Philco people, they missed a great bet with that set.
Why, Bing, what do you mean?
Well, if they're making a portable radio, why don't they make one with legs so it can follow you around like a dog or a tout or something?
Bing, no, the Philco portable is light and compact. It's no bother to carry around.
Oh, but one with legs would be better. All you'd have to do is whistle and come running and...
Well, people are running to their Philco dealers for portables.
Oh, didn't we work that in cleverly?
We did. They don't need any of your suggestions for improvements, Bing. Why, this winter, from Lake Placid to Miami and from Palm Springs to Moose Jaw, folks who want to catch their favorite programs when they're outdoors are going for this set in a big way.
You're right, Ken. I see more of them around nowadays than briefcases.
Yeah, Bing.
Really, I do.
Whether you're lolling around on the beach at Waikiki or ice skating on a pond in Michigan, you can always tune in your favorite radio show.
Oh, you've got to have a Philco portable along when you go ice skating. Great for breaking the fall.
Yes, they are.
Wouldn't be without them.
Well, you can sure take it, Bing.
Got to have it.
That new Philco portable pulls in more stations and tunes them 2 to 5 times sharper. Uses the same type tubes as the Army's walkie-talkie. And remember, it's a Philco. Famous for quality the world over.
Doing a tune now that I did for Decca a while back. This disc featured some fine guitar work by Les Paul, but Les is on the lam just now. He's touring the provinces. So we'll use Skitch Henderson in this version.
Nights are long, oh so long, on the prairie. I got to get me somebody to love. I got to find one who's kind and not contrary. One who'll ride by my side, hand in glove. I got my horse, I got a silver saddle. But there's one thing I keep thinking of. Nights are long, oh so long, on the prairie. I got to get me somebody to love. See how that moon shines so bright up above. I got to get me somebody to love.
Thank you, Skits. The Mighty Charioteers now bring us a bright spiritual thing called Good News.
Oh, well, good news.
Good news, chariots coming. Good news, chariots coming.
Sweet news.
Sweet news, chariots coming. I don't want to be behind.
Good news.
Good news, chariots coming.
Sweet news,
sweet news, chariots coming. Chariots coming, and I don't want to be behind.
There's golden slippers in the heaven, I know.
Golden slippers in the heaven, I know.
There's golden slippers in the heaven, I know.
There's golden slippers in the heaven, I know, and I don't want to be behind.
Well, good news.
Good news, chariots coming.
Good news,
chariots
coming.
Sweet news, sweet news, chariots coming, and I don't want to be behind.
There's a long white robe in the heaven, I know.
Long white robe in the heaven, I know.
There's long white robe in the heaven, I know.
There's a long white robe in the heaven, I know, and I don't want to be behind.
Oh, good news,
good news, chariots coming.
Good news,
chariots coming.
Good news,
chariots coming, and I don't want to be behind.
There's a starry crown in heaven, I know.
Starry crown in heaven, I know.
There's starry crown in heaven, I know.
There's starry crown in heaven, I know, and I don't want to be behind.
Oh, well, good news.
Good news, chariots coming.
Sweet news,
chariots coming.
Good news,
good news, chariots coming, and I don't want to be behind.
Thank you very much. And now my limpid lids flutter as a lovely vision appears on the opposite side of this very mic. I'm quite sure it's Miss Peggy Lee.
Hi, Bing. Is that you around there?
Yeah, is that you, Peg?
Uh-huh.
What are you going to sing for us?
What more can a woman do?
Oh, yes. You and Dave Barber did a nice job of writing there, Peggy, on that song. And as usual, I'm sure we can expect a lovely rendition by you as well.
Thank you. I'll do my best.
Well, I don't know what more a man could ask for than that.
If he told me that I should steal, I guess I would, the way I feel. For this is one thing I know is real. What more can a woman do? And if he told me that I should lie, I guess at least I'd have to try. 'Cause it's for him I live or die. What more can a woman do? It's just another story of Jim or Bill or Joe. But when you really love your man, you've gotta let him know. If he told me that I should leave, that's only one thing I can't conceive. I'd rather give and not receive. What more can a woman do?
Peggy,
if he told me that I should leave. That's only one thing I can't conceive. I'd rather give and not receive. What more can a woman do? What more can a woman do?
Loved it, Peggy. Loved every measure of it. Fine, thank you. Now, in my very best Western drawl, and in my Levi's, and with assorted cowgals and ranch hens, we'd like to sing Gal and Calico.
Met a gal in Calico down in Santa Fe. Used to be her Sunday beau till I rode away. Do I want her? Do I want her love? Yes, sirree. Will I win her when I win her love? Wait and see. Working with a rodeo, drove from town to town. See most every kind of gal, every kind of gown. But who made my heart sing? Yippee-yi, hippee-o. My little gal in Calico.
You can have your gals dressed in silk and satin, those who drape their shape and drape their sheen. Take your city gals who blow around Manhattan, thinking they look swell and velveteen. When they're at the table, we're not able to imagine how they look.
I'm just a country boy, and any country boy knows a fancy cover doesn't make a fancy book.
Knows a fancy cover doesn't make a book.
I'll take my gal in Calico,
Calico,
down in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
Yes, I'd better let her know that I feel this
Yippee-ki-yo.
Way. Is she waiting? Is she waiting? She better be. Am I hoping to be roping her? Yes, sirree. I'm gonna quit the rodeo.
Rodeo.
Gonna settle down. Buy a bolt of calico.
Calico.
Or a wedding gown. Then will I fender in. Yippee-yi, hippee-o. My little gal in calico.
Yippee-yi, hippee-o. Little gal.
Yippee-ti-yay-ti-yay-ti-yay-ti-oh.
Say, Bing, can I see you a minute?
Why, sure. Well, Mickey Rooney. Here comes Mickey Rooney now. Glad to see you, Mickey, but I wasn't expecting you yet.
Well, I've been standing over there waving at you for 15 minutes.
I know, but I wanted to make an announcement before you came on.
Oh, I see. You wanted to give me a build-up, huh?
Certainly.
Well, go ahead. It's never too late to say a few words about me.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present our guest for this evening. A man who's made you laugh. A man who's made you cry. Men admire his manliness. Women admire his charm. One of the great entertainers of all time.
Thank you.
Oh, pardon me, Mickey. I'm reading Al Jolson's introduction. He's our guest next week. I must have picked up the wrong script. I'm sorry, forgive me.
That's okay, Bing. It's all right. It was great while it lasted.
You enjoyed it.
Anyhow, I have important business to talk over with, if you don't mind.
Oh, business can wait, Mick.
This can't. It's vital and imperative.
Why this ominous tone?
Well, Bing, you're in big trouble.
What trouble?
It's your songs. You need new songs, Bing.
I do. Mm-hmm. Are there such things as well?
Yes, and I know just the fellow to write them for you.
Who's that?
Yenor Yickum is the man.
Just a minute. What is Yenor Yickum?
Mickey Rooney spelled backwards.
Oh. That's your pen name?
My nom de plume, yes.
Well, Mickey, I appreciate your gesture, but I've been doing tunes by Jerome Kern and Birkin Van Heusen,
uh-huh.
Harry Warren, Johnny Mercer,
Charlie Levere.
Yes, good men.
Irving Berlin.
Good
Cole
men.
Porter.
Good men all. Good men all. But they don't have the Rooney flavor, the touch.
They don't have it, huh? Those boys haven't got it, huh?
Nope.
Well, I knew you dabbled in songwriting, Mick, but I thought it was just a pastime. Perhaps you'd better break your tunes in on Hobby Lobby or Inner Sanctum or something. Well, take them over there.
Look, Pops, where? Bing, my tunes are great. Honest, they're sensational.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever written a song that went?
They all went.
Did, huh?
You beat me to the punch there.
Good. You're lucky you didn't go with them. It's a tough racket, Mickey. Very tough. Difficult. I think you best forget it.
Oh, but I can't forget it, Bing. I must have a career.
What about your movie career? Huh? You're doing pretty good there, aren't you?
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret, Bing.
What's that?
I'm about washed up in pictures.
Hmm. You mean they're about ready to throw you to Leo the Lion out there, Culver City?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And well, can't you see, Bing? I'm too young to die. You gotta help me. Look, I'm desperate. Well, I know you'd never turn a fellow actor down. I hate to carry on this way.
Sensational performance. I never saw you better. But it's still no soap on your songs. Can't handle it.
But Bing, think. We've been friends for years. We have so much in common. And...
True, Mickey.
Well, we both play the drums.
Yes, but you play drums better than I ever did.
We both like racehorses.
Yeah, but your horses run faster than mine ever could.
We're both fathers.
Yes, but I think I cut you a little there. So. By the way. Tell me, how is your little son?
My little son?
Yeah.
He's a big boy now.
Is that so?
Sure. He's so big, I'm having his old clothes cut down to fit me.
Very nice arrangement. That's a good deal.
But look, how about my song?
No, some other time, Mickey, really.
But you can't do it. You can't do this to me. You can't turn me out into the cold and snow like this.
What do you mean, cold and snow?
I'm going to Sun Valley tomorrow. come on, Bing. Be a sport, huh?
Oh, Mickey, you don't need songwriting. You're doing all right without it.
Doing all right?
Sure.
Bing, do you realize that dextrose maltose is now 72 cents a can?
What's pablum? Is that up too?
And look, I'm not paying off the tidy-dighty baby laundry with Olay coupons.
Got to have some loot. That's true. Master Rooney, the burning rays of your salesmanship have melted my icy exterior. If you've got a song I like, I shall sing it.
Bing, I don't know. I could kiss you for this.
Oh, it's no go. Deal is off. Let me hear some of your titles. What are some of the songs you've composed?
Well, let's see. You'll love these here. I've got a few in the portfolio here.
Just happen to have them with you, huh?
Just happen to have a copy. Let's see. There's Mona from Pomona.
Nice.
Long Beach Longings.
Yes.
My Heart Rings in Palm Springs.
Novelty tune.
Novelty tune. Ventura Vera.
Yes.
Here's one you like. Cucamonga Cuddles.
Love it.
This is the flash tune coming up. What? This is the Stan Kenton flash tune.
What is it?
San Diego Sioux.
Wait a minute. Haven't you got any out-of-state tunes?
Sure, but I thought I'd start with California and work east.
Well, don't stop at every town. This is only a half-hour show.
But look, wait, here's some other ones.
What are they?
You'll be waiting around all of your life if you wait around for me.
Lovely sentiment.
Yes.
Lovely.
Here's My Tumbleweed Girl, Won't You Roll Home to Me?
It's lively. Lively.
Clutch Me Close.
That's a gripping number, isn't it?
Sweethearts of the Smog.
That's local. Really local. What else you got?
Here's a tender thing.
Let me hear.
Put down that axe and kiss me, Max.
How plaintive. How utterly plaintive.
Yeah, and Miami Moon, Find Chloe for Me.
Well, so long, Mick. I'll see you right.
So long. Wait a minute. Do you mean you don't like them?
Let's put it this way. Let's say that you're much more enthused over them than I am.
Wait a minute, Bing. Don't go yet. Here's one more. Take a look at this.
What is this? Oh, until the next time.
Until the next time.
How's it go, Mick?
I'll never fall in love until the next time. I'll never fall again and break my heart. Wait a minute. I'll sit down. I'll give you an idea how the melody goes. I'll never fall in love until the next time. I'll never fall again and break my heart.
Let's see, huh?
Try it once.
I'll never fall in love until the next
time. Don't worry. You'll get it.
I think I'll get it, huh?
Yeah.
You got to take this to Bobby Breen or somebody in your age group?
No, please. You can
Baby Rosemary. Oh, hand me the lyric. I'll take a shot.
Now, but remember, before you sing it, would you concentrate? Now, give it. you know, schmaltz, some feelings.
Yes.
Some, you know, yes. Sing it like you've never sung it before.
Don't worry,
sell
Coach.
It, Pops.
Don't worry, Coach. I'll come through for you.
Sell it.
I'll never fall in love until the next time.
Straight as a string.
I'll never fall again and break my heart.
This may start a whole trend.
You're living it.
Until the next time, I'll dry these tear-stained eyes. 'Cause maybe someday you'll realize.
I'm rewriting it a little for
you.
Carried
right on nicely, though.
I'll never fall in love until the next time.
Sell it, Pops.
And you will never, ever know how true I'd be.
Tenderly.
It's reminiscent a little, but if you never fall in love.
That's right.
Until the next time, I'd break my heart again to hope it's me.
I'd like you to show that to Sinatra someday.
But you were great, never better.
Those are harsh words, Michael, but I really do like your tune.
Well, someday I hope I may do the same for you.
Oh, just forget about it, Mickey. Peggy Lee now returns, and I hope to join her in a song called It's a Good Day.
Well, hi, Peg.
Hi, Mickey.
Say, Peggy, you got a minute? Look, I've got a little tune here I'd like to talk
Please,
to you
about. Please, Mickey, just a minute. What? We've got to do a little work here.
Oh.
Shall we take off, Peg?
Sorry.
You'll pardon us?
Sorry.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song.
And it's a good day for moving along.
Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong?
A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes.
And it's a good day for losing the blues.
Everything to gain and nothing to lose.
A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. And you got the right of way.
'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your ills.
So take a deep breath and throw away the pills. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night.
It's a good day for curing your ills.
And it's a good day for paying your bills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills.
'Cause it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night.
Thank you. Thank you, Peggy.
That was really fine. Say, Bing, can I talk to you about something? I just got
now,
a flash.
Mickey,
I got an idea for a song.
We must be attentive. The Philco man has a commercial glint in his eye, and we must be as quiet as a mouse backing into a powder puff.
Just a small...
This week starts us off on a new year of radio listening pleasure, and I'm not just spouting words. You're going to get a new kick out of radio in 1947 because all the great new electronic improvements from the Philco laboratories are coming your way. Not that you are particularly interested in gadgets or engineering double talk, but you'll find that your new Philco puts you right down in front at the big comedy programs. The great symphony orchestras will sound richer and more brilliant on a new Philco radio phonograph, and there'll be more zip to the tunes from the name bands when you're listening on Philco's famous 1201. Yes, and wherever you go on your vacation, you can take your favorite radio programs with you, even on trains and planes, with Philco's sensational new portable.
But listen, Bing, this could be the old man river of our time.
Yeah, but
don't you
listen, Mickey, you're interrupting the commercial here.
Oh. Golly, now I won't get paid, huh?
Well, I'll see if I can get you an old tube or two. Stand by. Go ahead, Ken.
Maybe you haven't had a chance to hear the new Philco radios and radio phonographs yet, but when you do, you'll realize why Philco engineers say these new Philcos are 10 years ahead of your pre-war radio. And they're the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader, famous for quality the world over.
We used a new Gershwin tune some weeks ago. I believe it could stand a repeat this week. For you, for me, forevermore. It's bound to be forevermore. It's plain to see we found by finding each other the love we waited for. I'm yours, you're mine, and in our hearts the happy ending starts. What a lovely world this world will be, with a world of love in store. For you, for me, forever.
Before the proceedings for this evening come to a halt, I'd like to thank Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer producers of Till the Clouds Roll By for Mickey Rooney's appearance tonight. Taking a quick gander into my crystal ball, I see that Al Jolson, the world's greatest entertainer, will be our guest next week.
Gee, Bing, do you think you could get Al Jolson to do one of my songs?
Well, I don't know, Mickey, but I'll mention it to him.
Casually or emphatically?
Oh, I'll give him a real pitch.
My pal.
Okay, boy. Glad to do it. Anytime. Good night, folks.
This program is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his chorus and orchestra, the Charioteers, Skitch Henderson, and Bing's guest, Al Jolson. And for tops in radio listening all the time, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Presents the Mel Blanc Show with Mary Jane Croft, Joe Kern, Earl Ross, Hans Conries, the sportsman, Victor Miller and his orchestra, and starring the creator of the voice of Bugs Bunny.
What's up, Doc?
Yes, Colgate tooth powder for breath that's sweet and teeth that sparkle brings you the Mel Blanc Show with Mel playing his new character, Zookie.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Hi.
And starring himself in person, Mel Blanc.
Hi, folks. Ugga, ugga, boo, ugga, boo, boo, ugga.
Eve is a big night in Mel Blanc's little town, for the Loyal Order of Benevolent Zebras holds its annual combination gala meeting and dance at the Lodge Hall. All over town, young girls, anxious to please their boyfriends, are asking them what favorite dress they would like them to wear. In the Adams house, we hear boyfriend Henry saying,
"Susan, why don't you wear the blue dress with a low back?"
And in the Brown house, boyfriend Tommy is saying,
"Barbara, why don't you wear the pink gown? You know, the strapless one?"
And in the Colby house, where Betty Colby has asked her boyfriend Mel Blanc what he would like her to wear, Mel is saying,
"Betty, why don't you wear that green Mackinaw? It's going to be chilly tonight."
Well, Betty selected a dress, and now we find her with Mel, having stopped in at the fix-it shop before going on down to the zebra meeting. But what kind of talk do we hear from Mel?
"Goodbye, Diane. You're a beautiful girl, but you have to go. The time has come when we must part. If you remained here any longer, it would be just a mockery. This is the end. The end, Diane."
"Oh, Mel, it's only a calendar, girl. Don't take it so serious."
"Well, it's easy for you to talk like that, Betty. You're a woman. But Diane wasn't just an ordinary calendar girl."
"No.
No, this was a 5-year calendar. And our honor knows you could tell the temperature."
"Well, Mel, life is cruel. You might as well face it. So put up this new calendar."
"A fine thing. A picture of the White House."
"Oh, well, I think it's very nice. With President Truman sitting out on the lawn. Who gave it to you?"
"Oh, can't you read? Pochnik, the piano teacher." "Says, play the piano, become president in 10 easy lessons. You too can be the life of the Democratic Party." "Oh, gosh, it's late. I got to go down to the Lodge Hall and rehearse my pageant."
"Oh, I thought you had it already rehearsed."
"Yeah, but now I have to play Old Man Williams' part of Father Time."
"Wasn't he going to show up?"
"No, I gave him a scythe to rehearse his part. Now he's got a job mowing lawns." "Well, I'll play the part myself. Maybe I'll impress someone with my acting. Oh, there'll probably be big people in the audience. Who knows what might happen to me? Mel Blanc, a star is born."
"Oh, Mel, here comes Father."
"Uh-oh, shooting star." "Hello, Mr. Colby."
"Why, hello, Mel. How are you? Happy New Year. It's a pleasure to see you."
"Gosh, Betty, I could have sworn the man who just came in was your father."
"Of course I'm your father, you nincompoop." "Well, maybe it's a wise child."
"Well, that's more your same sweet self, Mr. Colby."
"Yes, thank you. Well, Mel, let's not have any harsh words tonight. I like you. Can't you get that through that thick, stupid skull of yours? I like you."
"Well, you don't have to tell me, Mr. Colby. I'm still black and blue from the last time you liked me."
"Why, Mel, my boy, how can you say that? Last time you were up the house, didn't I offer you a drink?"
"Yes, and before I knew it, you had me halfway to the medicine chest."
"Well, that's where I keep my bourbon."
"Well, that's a funny kind of bourbon. It had a label on it, for external use only."
"Well, isn't it about time we started for the meeting?"
Just a moment, Betty. There's something I want to impress on Mel. You see, Time magazine always picks out a man of the year. And similarly, our lodge always elects a zebra of the year. Now, I want you, Mel, as a close friend of mine, to cast your vote for me and get some of your close friends to do the same as a close friend of mine."
"Oh, but Mr. Colby, I...
"Now listen, Blank, I'll break every...
Oh, please, Mr. Colby. Not that close." "Look, I'll tell you what I'll do, Mr. Colby. I've got to memorize my part in the pageant, but I can send Zuki out to campaign for you."
"Oh, splendid idea. What an honor. Votary Arbuthnot Colby, Zebra of the Year."
"Oh, Zuki."
"Oh, it's late, Father. We better go."
"Yes, Mel." Hello, Betty. Happy 1950.
1950?
Yeah, I can't say 1947.
"Now, look, Zuki, we want you to go out to all the members of the lodge and tell them to vote for Mr. Colby as Zebra of the Year."
"Yes, that's right, Zuki. Now, suppose I'm Mr. Jones. You knock on my door, and I, as Mr. Jones, say, why should I vote for Mr. Colby? Now, what do you say, Zuki?"
"Well, I say because he's a very, he's a smart, he's the kind of a, would you mind repeating that question?"
"Well, what for?"
Well, because it's been such a long time since I heard it."
"This is ridiculous. Mel Blanc, if I'm not elected Zebra of the Year tonight, my first New Year's resolution will be that you're barred from my house. Now, all I can say is that you'd better do something. All right, come along now, Betty.
Ed, gee, Mel, you got to rehearse your pad. You got to get votes for Mr. Coke. All I can say is... all I can say is... Happy New Year!
You Colgate tooth powder keeps smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
A girl who's cute enough to cuddle shouldn't have a breath of trouble. No, indeed. That little breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, has made many a girl unpopular, many a man, too. Don't let it happen to you. Just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
And now Victor Miller and the Sportsman salute the new year with Zip-a-dee-doo-da.
Zip-a-dee-doo-da, zip-a-dee-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way. Zip-a-dee-doo-da, zip-a-dee-ay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It's the truth, it's actual.
Everything is satisfactual.
Zip-a-dee-doo-da, zip-a-dee-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
For Mel Blanc, the Loyal Order of Benevolent Zebras is holding its annual New Year's Eve meeting and dance. The highlight of the evening will be a pageant of 1946 in which Mel will portray all the characters. Right now, we find Mel in his fix-it shop just about to close up and leave for the meeting.
Mel Blanc, tonight is going to make you a great actor. Someday you'll be on Broadway. Your name flashing in lights. The M goes on and the B goes off. The E goes on, and the L goes off. The L goes on, and the A goes on, and the N goes off, and the C goes on. And then all at once, the whole thing flashes on. Nibble-sklank!
Hey, wait a minute. That's not right. Well, if it isn't Mr. Cushing, my lodge president.
Hello, Mel.
Greetings, mighty potentate. Ugga-boo-ugga-boo-boo-ugga. How come you're going to the meeting alone? Where's your soulmate?
Mel, if you mean my wife, the word is stalemate. She's a little late, Mel. I left her at the beauty parlor getting a mud pack.
A mud pack? Well, they say it's a great aid to beauty.
Only temporary. The mud has to come off.
Well, how can you say that, mighty potentate? Your wife has beautiful, she's got lovely, she's got very nice, isn't there some way they can get that mud to stay on?
Mel, I don't mind her not being beautiful. After all, a woman her age.
Now, Mr. Cushing, don't exaggerate. Your wife told me herself she was only around 40.
Yeah, but it's her second time around.
Is she really that old?
Mel, most people have to read about American history in books. not my wife. She's an eyewitness. You don't believe she's old, Mel. Listen to her stand up sometime. She sounds like the door opening on Inner Sanctum.
I can never understand why you married her, Mighty Potentate.
Neither can I. You know, I'm married to the only woman in the world who listens to the radio and talks back to Gabriel Heda. What a marriage. My wife and I have nothing in common. We don't like the same books. We don't care for the same food. We don't like the same movies.
Yeah, you're not even the same sex. Gosh, it's late. We better be going down to the meeting. Mr. Cushing, do you think Mr. Colby has a chance of being elected Zebra of the Year?
Who can tell? You know, I was the first one to be elected for bravery in action. I showed unequal daring, courage, and fearlessness far beyond the call of duty.
Well, what'd you do?
I said no to my wife. Campaign almost cost me my life. However, there was a very minor reason for my election. By the way, Mel, do you think you'll have a good pageant tonight?
Well, I hope so, Mighty Potentate. Oh, wait, I got to put out the lights. Gosh, it looks like I'll have to play all the parts myself.
Very exciting. You know, I'm reviewing it for our Zebra newspaper, and if I like it, I may give it 4 strikes. Well, up into my car, Mel. Your fare must be going full blast for now.
Gosh, everybody's here, Mr. Cushing. It's a real turnout.
Oh, hello, Mel. Hello, mighty potentate. Ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga.
Read, Mr. Colby. Ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga.
Mel, the members are casting their votes. I hope you did your part.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Colby. I know which side of my ugga my boo is buttered on.
Oh, Mel, here comes my wife.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Cushing. Ugga-ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga.
Hello, Mel. Ugga-ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga.
Hello, Angel.
Well, I see you're here, too, ugga. Very nice of there, Mom Lorenz.
Well, thank you, Angel. You're looking wonderful, Angel. Oh, let me take that off. There's still a piece of mud on your face.
Oh, thank you, Mom Lorenz. I'm going to join the ladies.
Goodbye, Angel. Probably went over to put the chill in the punch bowl.
I don't understand it. How come you were always calling her Angel?
Just anticipating.
Well, I got to start the meeting, Mel. I hope you're not nervous.
Oh, I'm all right.
I now call this meeting to order in the name of the Loyal Order of Benevolent Zebras. Members will now rise and give the password. As you know, the ballots are cast, and in a short while, a new Zebra of the Year will be elected. In reviewing Zebra activities during the past year, I think every member will agree that our meeting of November 5th was the most outstanding. To help refresh our memories of that evening, Brother Ross will now once again read the minutes of that meeting. Proceed, Brother Ross.
Because the lodge hall was closed for repairs, the last meeting was held in the back of Brother Murphy's Bar and Grill. First time in 3 years everyone attended. Brother Colby was voted in celebration of the event, Brother Murphy brought in a round of beers. We quickly dispensed with old business. Brother Blank made a resolution to take $100 out of the treasury for the community chest. Resolution was passed. Brother Murphy brought in another round of beer. At this point, Mighty Potentate Cushing made a resolution to dispose of his wife. It was passed unanimously. And Brother Murphy brought in another round of beers. Brother Miller fell out of the window. A resolution was passed to petition Congress to make Murphy's Bar and Grill a national shrine. Brother Murphy fell out of the window. Brother Jones made a resolution to pick up Brother Murphy. Resolution was defeated. Another round of beers was passed. The neighbors complained and the meeting was adjourned.
Thank you, Brother Ross. And now, fellow members, we come to the highlight of our evening. Brother Blank appears in a New Year's Eve pageant which he wrote, directed, produced, and has to act in himself. Music.
Blank marches on. The news of the past year, 1946,
as seen through the eyes, ears, nose, and throat of a zebra. In Detroit, Michigan, Walter B. Chandler, eminent industrialist, says, "Folks, I can safely say that with the present supply of raw materials proceeding unabated, it is my... open within 6 months, each and every man, woman, and child in this country will have an ample supply of bubble gum." Earlier this year, the Duke and Duchess of Windsor arrived in New York. Besieged for an interview, the Duke said,
"No statements."
In Chicago, the Duke said again,
"No statement."
But when the Duke and Duchess returned to England, the Duke finally said, "We was wrong." A few months ago, price ceilings on food were removed. A month later, a senator speaks with a typical American housewife on the White House lawn.
"Madam, now that we all removed that OPA from food prices, what do you all have to say?"
"Get off the grass. I'm eating it."
In September, Joe Louis, defending his championship, knocked out Tammy Moriello in the first round. A little while later, in a restaurant, his friend Rochester said,
"Waiter, bring me a Tammy Moriello 8.
The waiter asked, "What's that?" To which Rochester replied,
"2 minutes and 9 seconds.
And now the climax of the year takes place at the United Nations meeting. The Russian delegate stands up and says,
"Granish pazduka mazlo poezda pashnashni koyats. I'm going home."
The audience gasps with astonishment. Reporters rush to their typewriters, and the French ambassador says,
"Sure, you say you are going home?"
Says the Russian,
"Kradnoya mazduya kazloma prajno voyesh klablya. Why not? It's time for lunch."
And so old man 1946 says,
"Goodbye."
And young 1947 says,
"What's up, Tom?"
Thank you very much, Mel Blanc. And now the moment we've been waiting for. The votes have been tallied in the election for Zebra of the Year. And I have a startling announcement to make. The result is a tie. Every man voted for himself. Mel Blanc, you'll never come up to my house again.
Just a moment, President Cushing. There was a ballot stuck on the bottom of the box. It's some illiterate scrawl.
Well, that must be my handwriting.
Oh, let me see now. C-O-L-B. I believe it's for Mr. Colby.
Then Mr. Colby is elected Zebra of the Year. Members, we salute the Zebra of the Year. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Mr. Colby, that you have won the highest honor of our lodge during the coming year, you alone are privileged to utter the sacred zebra call. You may begin now. Call, Zebra. Call.
Gosh, Betty, this is a wonderful way to start the new year. Everything turned out just right.
Oh, now we can sit here in my parlor any time we want to.
Betty, as long as the year has started out so well, I'm going in right now and ask your father if we can get married.
Oh, good luck now.
Gosh, Betty, I'm afraid your father's taken this Zebra of the Year thing too seriously.
Why, what's the matter?
I just saw him in the kitchen eating oats.
Oats? Oh, silly, those are Quaker oats. Everybody eats those.
From a feed bag? Well, good night, folks, and a happy 1947 to y'all.
Use Colgate tooth powder, keep smiling just bright. Use it each morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
You know, anyone can be the victim of a breath of trouble. I mean, unpleasing breath. It happens to thousands without their knowing. Robs a girl of romance. Hurts a man's business and social standing. Don't gamble with your popularity. Follow this rule. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Bud Easton reminding you that Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and teeth that sparkle brings you the Mel Blanc Show every Tuesday at this time. Be sure to join us again next Tuesday night for more fun with Mel and the people you'll meet in Mel Blanc's Fix-It Shop.
Say hello to Halo Shampoo for naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo Shampoo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. Even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather, quickly banishes loose dandruff and dirt. Halo needs no lemon or vinegar rinse. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter.
Ladies, the plain truth about fats and oils is that there is a terrific shortage. So save it and sell it to your butcher. He now pays higher prices for the waste fat you take to him, and every pound is urgently needed. So do fill a tin and turn it in. The Mel Blanc Show is written by Mac Benoff. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.